The big trouble with tropical islands is that they wreck the whole idea that being useful is worth your time. After decades in hot pursuit of making a difference, I continue to dash to the job in what my embarrassed family calls Dad's Maui Mobile. It's a sunsetting red Chrysler convertible, complete with hibiscus-flowered custom seat covers, palm tree license plate holders, and a President Obama surfer bobblehead who wiggles his noggin over my dashboard. One sticker proclaims, "Live Aloha" from a passenger window. Pasted to another are three large Tiki God decals. My philosophy started to change with my family's first trip to Kauai more than a dozen years ago. I once believed the good life required two basic ingredients: happiness and usefulness in the form of meaningful employment. A job would keep me vital into my golden years. Better to wear out from toil rather than rust accomplishing nothing. Following a few more island vacations, and my government boss wrote me a disciplinary note. She had caught the gray-haired old guy wearing retinal burn Hawaiian shirts rather than the drab service uniform required at work. Now I think less and less of being of use to anyone, and more of rusting away, especially on that beautiful stretch of sand between Kaanapali and Lahaina, where I happily swim with my green sea turtles each year. My son's friends think it's weird when I introduce them to the sounds of the ukulele while shuttling them to the gym. My teenager, well, he just grins and bears it. He'll need to go to college, and we all require medical coverage for now, so I'll continue doing for a while. But that poster above my desk keeps me planning on a less useful yet happy life. The image of that splendid island waterfall that reads overhead, "Here today, gone to Maui." With a perspective, I'm John Dorrance.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio.